Mustache is looking good there, Sheldon.
And don't thank me. Thank the dice. They told me what percentage of my face to shave.
Why are you still doing this?
Because it's working. In the past few weeks, unburdened by trivial decisions, I've co-authored 2 papers in notable peer-reviewed journals, and I'm close to figuring out why the Large Hadron Collider has yet to isolate the Higgs boson particle.
You left out gut-shaped testicles because you no longer wear underpants.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
Is Raj out with Emily again?
Yep, every night for the last month.
Wow. Can't believe he has a girlfriend.
Me neither.
Here's some other fun news on the Raj Emily front. He gave her a pair of diamond earrings and leased her a car.
You're kidding.
You think she's taking advantage of him?
Oh, of course not. She wouldn't do something like that. She's deaf.
Deaf women can't be gold diggers?
Handicapped people are nice, Leonard. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I actually have information about Raj that would be helpful with this discussion.
Could you tell us?
Let's see. Oh, snake eyes. Sorry, bud.
Wait, hang on. Doubles. Roll again.
Okay, get this. It doesn't matter if he's showering her with gifts, because the Kuthrapalis are vastly wealthy.
What do you mean, vastly wealthy?
Well, wealthy means a lot of money. Vastly means even more. I'm not sure what's tripping you up.
Look, I know they have money. I don't think it's that much.
No, you're wrong. As you know, a few years ago, I achieved one of my lesser dreams and became a notary public. Well, from time to time, I notarize banking documents for Raj. The Kuthrapalis aren't just rich. They're richy rich rich.
Well, so how much is that?
About halfway between Bruce Wayne and Scrooge McDuck.
What the hell? The last time we went to the zoo, that son of a bitch made me buy him a churro.
Listen, guys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I need to go call Raj's sister, who I love so much. So vastly much.
Okay, so he's got money, and it's a few gifts, and a car.
Aunt, she got him to pay off all her credit cards.
What? He paid off her credit cards? Damn it, I could have dated Raj for a couple months. But I wouldn't have, because I'm not that kind of girl. We should really talk to Raj.
He's not gonna listen. He's in love.
Can't figure out what to do? I remember those days. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to stay right here.
Okay, this is a bad idea. We should go.
No, I'm the one that introduced him to her. I've got to say something.
Wow.
You're engaged to my friend.
Hey, Bernadette doesn't mind where I get my motor running as long as I park in the right garage.
I can't believe you're engaged to my friend. Oh, here she comes.
Smart. Whisper so the deaf chick can't hear you.
Hi.
Oh, hey, hi. Nice to see you.
Can we talk to you about Raj?
She says, sure, what about him?
Okay, gosh, how do I start? See, Raj is kind of naive. I mean, he hasn't dated a whole lot of women, and I'm concerned that without meaning to, you might be taking advantage of him, you know, by letting him buy you a bunch of expensive things, and Howard, focus. Tell him what I'm saying.
Right, are you a gold digger or not? Something do you think you are? You mind your own something business and go something yourself. Oh, wait, I got this now.
I'm so mad at you.
Okay, wait.
How dare you ambush my girlfriend at the gym?
We didn't mean for it to be an ambush. It's kind of impossible not to sneak up on deaf people. And hey, since when are you so chatty?
I'm hammered.
Gosh, come here. This girl is trouble. Right, what kind of relationship is it where you buy her gifts and she gives you sex?
The best one I've ever had!
Okay, come on. You know you can do better.
Uh-huh. I see what's going on here. You and I had a crazy night together, and now you can't stand to see me with another woman.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, I can't get mad at your feelings.
I don't have feelings.
Yeah, that's good. Keep telling yourself that.
He is cuter now that I know he's rich.
I have a surprise for you. Cover your eyes. Open them. It's a real ruby. It was a little expensive, but no one can put a price on love. Although the people at Cartier took a pretty good shot at it. Mummy, Daddy, what a nice surprise.
No, it's not a nice surprise. It's a bad surprise.
Penny called us.
Penny?
She told us you're spending all our money on your new girlfriend.
I just got her a couple of things. She gives me things too.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a gynecologist. I know exactly what she gives you.
You need to find a nice Indian girl from a good family. If you keep seeing this woman, you're cut off.
What? You're gonna make me choose between the woman I love and the money I have very strong feelings for?
It's up to you.
Well, I choose love.
You're an idiot. Love doesn't last. But he's going to find out eventually. Think about it.
My parents are making me choose between money and you, but I choose you. No, I think we'll have to return the car. And the necklace, yeah, that too. But none of those things matter because we have something better. We have love. I hurt so bad.
I know.
Sometimes I put the TV on mute just to pretend she's still with me. But I can't watch the closed captioning without crying.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wish I could make you feel better.
Seriously? I'm heartbroken and you're hitting on me?
What? No! Well,
look, Penny, you're great, but I had a long talk with my parents, and they said if I date an Indian girl, I get a Maserati. Oh, cheesecake. You're just as good as a woman, even though I can't have sex with you.
Try throwing it in the microwave for a few seconds.
Should I use the restroom or wait until we get home? Come on, Papa needs to void his bladder. Oh, that's not what you want to see after 3 buttermilks.
Here you go, boys. I'll pick it up when you're ready.
Thanks for dinner, buddy.
Yeah, real big of you.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Oh, and don't cheap out on the tip. We all know you're loaded now.